Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Roane Area School District. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblom, here with host, our superintendent, Dr. Clarity.
Hey, Marcy, how you doing?
Well, it's a little bit of a bittersweet day. It's our last podcast episode for the 25-26 school year. And it's a bit of a milestone, and there are lots of milestones as we approach the end of the school year, from concerts, retirement celebrations, scholarships and award ceremonies, to the end of our spring athletic season. So lots happening these days.
Can I tell you the data point I got yesterday?
Yes, please do.
That between now and the end of the year, I have 72 invitations to end of school events.
Uh-huh.
And we're still trying to figure out how we're going to do 72.
Right.
We'll do our best.
Have to be in multiple places at once. So today we are approaching Roane Area High School's graduation as one of our major milestones. And today we'll be talking with two graduating seniors who also have the honor of speaking at graduation. We're excited to have you both here. We've got Jaden with us and Shot with us today.
All right, thanks, Marcy. Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. We are really excited to have our two speakers that will be representing the senior class for the 2026 graduation here in a very short few weeks, coming up really fast. Yeah. Welcome to the show to both of you.
Thank you so much. We're excited to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm really excited, and we are really excited to be here.
Absolutely. What are you looking most forward to, like these days coming up? Like it's coming fast. Like what are you visualizing in your head?
That's a great question. I think there's so many exciting things that are happening at the end of the year. I'm really excited to just like spend as much time as I can with my friends. Yeah. I've got all my graduation party invites up on my door at home. Excellent. And so I'm really excited to be able to go to all of those and wish my friends well as they move on to their next chapters.
Okay. And what's on your mind? What are you thinking? What's coming up fast?
Actually, I feel the time is like really going so fast for me.
Yeah.
And I don't want it to go that fast. I want to be graduated, but at the same time, I want to spend a beautiful time with my friends and with the teachers that supported me from the first. I feel it's also like a little bit like really stressing because you are a speaker at the graduation. You want to be like practicing to not like leading some words there. And I feel like doing the homework, doing the like arranging your grades to be like an A or a B before they like June 1st.
Excellent, yeah. Excellent. Well, that's great, and it's an exciting time. You know, sometimes you want it to go fast because sometimes senioritis can kick in a little bit, and sometimes you're like, well, you know what? Let's not go too fast because, you know, life changes a lot after graduation. And it, one thing I have noticed about the Roane Area School District is, especially with your peers, that people stay in touch and because you've built a family. So don't worry too much about that. People are going to stay in touch. So, Jaden, I'm going to open up with you and just kind of give us your background. And you're allowed to go as far back as you want to go. But think about your academic career and the classes and what's really stood out to you, like those meaningful moments throughout all of your education here. Was it all in the Roane Area School District?
So that's a great question. Yeah. I went to the Verona Area International School from kindergarten through fifth grade.
Okay.
And then I went to Savannah Oaks, and then I went to the high school. But last year I studied abroad in Germany.
Oh, wow.
And so one of my years was not in the Verona Area School District, before that they all were. And I think, like, as you said, Verona is such a good district, and they do such a good job creating this community. I think one of my favorite things about the district is all of the opportunities that we're able to have, like within the academic world and outside of the academic world, with all of the AP classes I've taken. I just think it's such a valuable thing to be able to challenge yourself and push yourself while also like doing more of those fun classes like ceramics or like woodworking. Like you just really can do whatever your heart desires. In addition, for extracurriculars, for sports, I do track and field.
Excellent.
And then this year I did cross country, but freshman and sophomore year I did swim in the fall. And like the community you get with those are just, it's really, you can't even describe it. It's so amazing. And I feel like that really brought me so much closer to my peers. And then I'm also the president of the Mata UN Club,
amazing.
Which is such a fun extracurricular. Yeah. I highly recommend for everybody.
Excellent. And Shad, tell us about your full career. What stood out to you? What are those highlights that you want to bring to our audience?
Actually, I just came to the United States from 2 years ago, and I did not speak any English. I speak Arabic, my first language. I did my elementary school in Jordan. The school was named Tamadar Bint Amru Al-Mukhtalata. And then my middle school, I went to Madrasat Al-Husayn Al-Thanawi Al-Shamil Al-Banat. And then after that, I just did also the ninth grade there for the school, high school year. But when I came to the United States, I did my sophomore year through the senior. I think it was like really, I can say it's like a really big experience to me, moving from a place, because my first place is not Jordan.
Okay.
My first place is Syria. But after the war, we tried to go to a safest place, which is Jordan. And it was a little bit hard to me to like manage your brain, which is Jordan or Syria or America. Then after that, when I traveled to the US, it was like a great opportunity, but the language was just the bad thing. I couldn't speak at first. Like I was like using the translate all the time. After that, I feel the school, the Verona Area High School, helped me with everything that they could. They made the opportunities like all the way, like on my road. I felt like more welcome there. I felt I can do more. And when they give you the opportunities, you feel you want to do your best. When I feel like right now I can speak English, now I can say what the academic careers that brought me like to be more interested in. I feel the biology major that I really like. I like Ms. Mickelson class. And I like a math class, which is Ms. Hildebrandt. I was in AP Pre-Calc. I like all these measures. I like the more science and most math things. And after school, I do tennis and soccer, my brother.
That is awesome. You know how inspired I am by everything you just said. That is absolutely,
thank you so
absolutely
much.
Amazing. And I want to tell you, as the superintendent of Verona Area School District, what an honor it is that you and your family chose us for your academic career. We're just honored that you just give us the opportunity to be able to serve you and to serve your family and to provide as a world-class education. And so thank you for that. So my honor is actually, I want to say thank you, you know, for giving us that opportunity.
Oh, thank you. Because of the things that came to that person, like from all the opportunities I had.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Really inspired.
Mm-hmm, really inspired. Absolutely.
So, Jordan, I'm going to go back to you. As one of this year's graduation speakers, what message are you hoping that your classmates will carry you with them after hearing your speech? And then right after that, I'm going to come right back to you for you to chime in on what that same message, okay?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that my speech really, I hope that people take away that we're stronger than we think we are, and that like even when all this change seems daunting, like we've already come through so much change. Right. You know, everybody has, going from elementary school to middle school to all these new things they're trying, that this is just one more step and that we all can do it and we're all strong enough. And also that, as you said, Verona has built such a strong community that even when we go off to our new places, we're still gonna have all these connections that we made here, and that no matter where you go, like, you'll still have Verona, and, like, these people will still be here to support you, and, like, whether you come home for breaks or you come to visit, it's just going to always be here and, like, be that support that you need.
That is amazing. And I might be a little biased here, but I firmly believe when you say I graduated from the Verona School District, it means something around our state and around, you know, sometimes, you know, at a national level as well. It really carries a high level of I think, honor when you have that diploma.
I totally agree. I've actually met some people who, like, when I tell them, oh, I went to Verona, they'd be like, oh, my gosh, me too. And it's just, like, instant connection. Absolutely. Even though we didn't go to Verona together, just the fact that we both grew up here and went, like, it just is an instant connector. It's such a cool experience to have.
That is awesome to hear. And what message do we expect to hear? You don't have to give it a whole thing. I don't want to spoil your speeches, so yeah. No spoiler alerts. But just kind of at the heart of what you're going to speak about.
Okay, I think my speech is gonna give the people think, because starting from zero, it's not easy. And when you start from a language that you don't, no one knows, know that like in your community, and you try to learn a new language, that was like the main thing in my speech, to learn how to say, I can do that, except all the people maybe say that you cannot, feel that you are always power. And when you have the opportunities, like, try to take them and try to help yourself and help the people to help you as well.
Awesome. I love it. I'm excited for it.
Mm-hmm, me too.
And then I get to sit on stage and I got to get the best. So you're right in front of us during the ceremony. You're not going to be nervous at all because we're all going to be there.
That's right.
You're smiling and ready to go, and your senior class loves every minute of it. And have both of you been to Epic?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
You've been there. You're gonna love
it. You're in for a treat.
Yeah, yeah. So you walk in, you see Epic during the rehearsal ceremony the day before. It's gonna your eyes will widen. It's it's an amazing place for a graduation.
Yeah.
So as we think about this, I always like to learn from our students, and it's very important to me, especially student agency. And so one of the things I always like to ask our student leaders is, okay, now you're in my seat. You're the superintendent of the Roanoke Area School District, and you can run the district. Like, what are some things that you would do differently than you currently see right now? I'm gonna open up with you, and then turn it over to Jordan. Okay.
Okay. Question number three.
Yes.
Okay. I think the Verona Area High School doing like a great job with all the ways that teaching, helping, assisting with everything, but if I was like a leader at Verona and I can't change something, just add the opportunity for the students they don't speak other languages, not just like Spanish, translating to other languages, like more than just Spanish. Because a lot of people, when they say or when they see their language is not listed and not translated, they feel like they don't feel that they want to learn. Got they it. Feel like this is not helping them at all. But when they see there's translating, there's opportunity, there's an Arabic teachers, they're going to be more like, I think, helping each other.
That's great. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Jordan?
Yeah, so when I first read this, I was kind of like, I'm not sure what we could change.
Yeah.
But I think kind of taking in something that I had when I was in Germany was like this really cool experience of having single and double hours. It's kind of a confusing, but I'll explain.
Okay.
Where it's like in your core classes, like math and English and German, you would have like a longer period, so 2 hours of that. And then in your other classes, you would only have 1 hour. And I think this would be such a cool thing to include because, as I said earlier, Verona has so many amazing opportunities. And I feel like as a senior, I was able to do so much, and there's still so much more that I would like to do because we just really have countless opportunities. And so like somehow, like our days are already packed, right? Like,
right.
I'm not sure how we would even make it so that we could try more, but I just think that's something I would really love to do, is like somehow fit in my schedule another class or another thing I'm interested in so that I could really just like take advantage of everything that Verona has to offer.
Yeah, one of the things that I feel like the American education system has an overemphasis on that I just don't think has transfer well to where we are now is this over-reliance on minutes. Like everything being, you have to have this many minutes to learn this amount of content, and then it impacts how you can build a schedule. And because we learn different ways now, and we learn at a higher pace, I don't think it should be the number of minutes. I think it's like proficiency. Like, when you understand it, now can you move on to another topic or another subject area, not worry, well, I didn't get this number of minutes in, because you get it if you get it fast, you should be able to move on. So yeah,
I totally agree.
It's one of those things I continue to try to push. Like, we can sometimes get stuck in our ways and be a little archaic, and an educational system that was built in a long time ago, century, probably 1600s, 1700s. Is thinking to all the experiences that both of you have described over the years, and I know in a moment it may be hard to think about one or two that are just really special, but can you try to think about those really significant moments that have occurred, whether it's through a club or interaction you have with a staff member or interaction you have with a peer that just made, it'll always be on your mind. It's very, very meaningful for you.
I think like having just one teacher or one coach like really hard, and there's like a lot of teachers at the same time, like they're helping you, a lot of coaches, and also a lot of clubs that welcoming you. But if I want to say like specially, I can say Miss Christiva and Miss Susana. Okay. They helped me so much from the first. I saw them like my first day at school when I came to the US. They helped me with learning English. They're not just like a and English teachers. I also go to them when I want to express my my emotions. I want to talk about other classes. I feel they always help me. And also the other teachers like Ms. Hildebrand, Ms. Mickelson. I feel also like in a different careers like Ms. Hildebrand in AP Pre-Calc, she made me like more and think that AP is not hard for anyone. I feel AP is easy. And also for Ms. Mickelson, she made me like the career for biology to study it in the future. That's why I feel also like all the teachers, they're making a good job with making a community, with helping the students. Also a Muslim club that I am in.
Excellent. Which club?
Muslim club, MSA.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Love it. Memorable moment for you.
I would say that I think one of the most memorable moments I had was in the Model UN club. Because going into freshman year, Club Rush, I, like, looked at all the clubs, I was kind of overwhelmed, and, like, the then-presidents kind of pitched me this club, and I was like, wow, that sounds kind of cool, I've never really heard of it. But at that point, like, I could not imagine myself speaking in front of anybody. Like, it was not my strong suit. But I joined anyways, and I kind of, I just was like, why not? Like, let's try it out. And it ended up being the best decision of my entire life, right? Because now I'm about to speak in 3 weeks' time in front of 1,000 or so people, which, yeah, freshman me could never really have imagined. And I think it's 100% due to, like, the peers I met in the club and the advisor, Mr. Kiefer and Mr. Francis. It just helps me develop not only my public speaking skills, but my networking and my research skills. And I just think it's such a valuable club that I totally credit a lot of my growth to.
Excellent, excellent. And also, as I when I open up, I told you names are important to me. I think maybe two questions ago, I said Jordan and not Jaden. So make sure our audience knows it's Jaden. And so please excuse my error there. Maybe I was thinking about basketball too much and started going into Jordan world. And always feel free to correct me when I'm doing that. Don't worry about, you know, my position, my title, or anything like that, because, like I said, I always want to make sure that we're giving everybody the respect that they deserve in this place. So
thank you so much. Yeah, that's totally okay.
Absolutely. So if I tongue slip, just say, hey. Got it right. All right, so I'm going to go off script because it just amuses me when I do that. All right.
And, get ready. Yeah. This is the fun part.
I want you to think about, you know, one of these days you're going to be preparing somebody else, whether it's a sibling or a child of your own or you know, a niece or nephew to come into the world of education. By that time, like, what do you want that person to experience? And what, like, now you're the advice giver. What do you want that person to think about, engage with, and just maybe try if you're giving that bit of advice out?
I think because I have, like, a brother, he's Savannah Oaks, he's going to be next year in Verona Area High School, and he sees me all the time, like, studying and preparing for the stuff. I feel the good thing to do is that when you go to the Verona Area High School or any high school, just to be preparing for the fun stuff and also for the hard stuff.
Yeah.
Don't say your brain always, because you were in, like, in a middle school, a lot of fun stuff, a lot of teachers there saying, okay, you can have a cheat sheet or something. Just be consistent that you are going to have a razzle-dazzle, going to have a homecoming, you're going to have a prom, a lot of interesting stuff. But also add in your mind that there is going to be a small part that is going to be hard to make you as a person, and it's going to change your way to think about the future. Maybe some circumstances it's going to make you sad, but also sometimes going to make you feel that you are strong. Always stay positive, always nothing like make you self-down. Always be connected with the teachers, talk to the people, being communicated with also the people that you don't know. Talk to them, express your emotions. Don't keep things in your heart, and also just be growing all the time.
You just made me smarter. thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I would totally agree with Shad. I think that communication is so important. I think that is 100% why I've gotten so much out of my career, is that, like, oh, if you have a question, ask it. If you made a mistake, that's okay. You can communicate. You can let them know. And I think that's definitely the most important thing. And also just kind of like saying yes to every opportunity that we have, right? Like, Shad just talked about all these awesome things that we have. Just like going in and saying, oh, I'm going to try it. Even if you're not sure if it's your thing, you really never know until you try. Like, at Club Rush, don't just, like, walk past all the stands. Like, actually look and talk to the people who are hosting the stand, because, like, there's communication and trying things is going to be the way that you learn about yourself and that you find your opportunities that you grow.
Excellent. So I know I framed the question as a family member or someone like that, but also next week, I'm not sure if you noticed, you're going to have hundreds of eighth graders walking into the building. Mm-hmm. We've moved to a in-person transition where they're going to get to learn the building, and we're going to bus everyone over. And if they're walking down the hall and you see someone just kind of looking around and they start to get a little nervous, what would you tell them about the Verona Area High School to help maybe get them ready, calm their nerves?
Okay. I think also, not just like for my brothers, for the people or the students that are coming to our school, always, like, if I can have the opportunity to walk them to like classes that I love,
yeah,
and show them that you can start here, you can start with this club. This club's so interesting. When you give them small wisdoms, they're going to keep it. You think they're not going to keep it, but they're going. They're going to keep the small pieces. You're saying, okay, take this class, take this class. When you show them the small ideas where they can be growing, they're going to do that. And when you don't show them, like, the only thing, don't say that everything's going to be hard. No one is going to be helping you. When you say this, they're going to be having that negativity, because we are, as a human, we always put the negativity in our brain. We don't put the positivity first. When you put the negative, they're going to say, okay, everything's going to be negative. When you show them that, no, try, everything's going to be easy, they're going to be trying.
Excellent. Jaden, what are your thoughts?
I think I would just remind them that people really do care at Verona.
Yeah.
I think, like, the teachers, the classmates, like, you're not going to find someone who's not going to want to help you. I think that's something so amazing, is that even teachers I haven't had since freshman year, when I walk past them in the hallway, they're always like, oh my gosh, how's it going? And I'm like, oh, it's so nice to see you. Like, they really do truly care. They're not just there to tell you information. Like, they want to know about you and they want to help you. And I think that's something that, like, you don't, and not everybody expects coming into high school, but I think we totally have that at Verona.
That is so awesome to hear. I'm so proud of where we are right now and what we're doing. So we're going to, believe it or not, we're already closing in on 20 minutes, which is our Drive Time podcast. I know it's gone by fast, but we have one closing question I think our audience definitely wants to know, and that's the what's next. You know, so you have the huge moment coming up on June 7th, and then we get to start life. So, Shad, I'm going to start with you. Like, what's next?
Like, the academic career after this, or, like, what am I feeling I'm going to bring?
I'm sorry?
Like, after the school, what I'm going to be feeling, or having, like, the academic career after this?
I was thinking, you know, after graduation, like, what are your life aspirations? Like, when we're looking you up and we're following your great career, what do we think you're going to be doing?
Actually, I'm going to be in Edgewood College.
Excellent.
After Verona Area High School. I'm going to be studying biology major. And after this, after 4 years, I'm going to try to go to the middle school and be a cardiologist.
That is, wow. Nice. Mm-hmm. Love that. Absolutely.
I'm going to the University of Minnesota Twin Cities.
Excellent.
And I'm going to major in German and Global Studies with a minor in Chinese.
Wow.
My ultimate goal is to become a professor or to teach abroad, because I just really love language and I love being able to share that with other people. But yeah, next year I'll be in Minnesota.
Excellent. Excellent. So I got to ask this question. When the Badgers and Gophers play each other, what happens?
It's a great question. I think I might have to turn to a Gopher person.
Yeah, turn to a Gopher.
Gotta
okay.
Stay loyal to the college.
I understand that. It happens. It happens. I had to put it out there. Just wonder. So when they're not playing each other,
you say Badgers for life.
Badgers for life. Okay.
There you go.
Well, I want to thank both of you for being on the show today. I'm walking away just inspired and proud to be a part of this amazing organization that's Verona Area School District. I'm so proud of both of you and your accomplishments, and I can't wait to hear your full presentations at graduation. I'm just going to sit back, and you know you're going to have a captive audience leaning in. We're going to do some celebrations that day of some very deserving award-winning staff. But the most important thing we do is be able to hand you your diploma, shake your hand, and really show the hard work that's paid off over your educational career. So thank you to both of you for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. It's my honor. With that, we'll turn it back to Marcy.
All right. Yep. Yeah. Thank you both for joining us. And folks, if you can't help but want to hear the full speeches that our two amazing scholars will be providing at graduation, know that graduation is on Sunday, June 7th at EPIC. We are very thankful for EPIC's generosity in hosting our graduation. Gives the opportunity for our students and their families to have an amazing experience at their wonderful facilities. And we hope to see you at graduation, or you can listen to it on FACT TV and watch it live stream. And we hope that you can join us for that experience. It's yet another milestone at the end of the year, and we are really looking forward to it. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time on In the Loop with the Soup.